Good morning. Well, the Australian share market set for a flat start to trade on Tuesday. Local SPY futures ended the after-hour session with a gain of 6 points, and that comes on the back of what was a mixed session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets are concerned. Where Wall Street was concerned, the news flow tended to be on the negative side of the ledger. Where economics are concerned, factory orders for the month of February were down by about a half of 1%, and that comes on the back of a flat number as far as January was concerned. So that left investors underwhelmed. And then in corporate terms, we had analyst downgrades for stocks such as Boeing and General Electric. Both of those names were down in the order of around 5 to 4%, which is why the Dow was the leading decliner. It fell by about a third of 1%. The S&P 500 was up by about a tenth of a percent, and the NASDAQ up by a fifth of a percent. On the other side of the ledger, energy stocks did quite well because oil prices have hit fresh five-month highs. This all turns around a supply situation, which is constrained, but then the newest addition to this picture is the disruption in social terms in Libya, which could potentially feed over into supply where energy is concerned being hampered in that jurisdiction. So oil prices, where West Texas Intermediate was concerned, was up by more than 2% to $64.40, and Brent was up by a percent to $71 per barrel. So keep an eye on local energy producers. They are going to be well supported today. Elsewhere on the local front, we have got housing finance numbers to look at, so that'll be seen as a measure of health of what's going on in the housing market, obviously. And then we have the weekly measure of consumer sentiment. This will be the first opportunity to see how households have responded to the federal budget, which was handed down about a week ago. The Aussie dollar is firmer, and that all turns around a weaker US dollar, so the local units back to around 71.3 US cents.